This recording, Newfoundland 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. Great crowd of friends. We've got been playing softball with the same group of girls now for 20 years. Since 1979, 1980, we've been, the core of us have been together. And we have a great time. We do two or three road trips a year, and we still play ball competitively, but we're really into it for the social side of things. And some of the girls play volleyball with me as well. We've been together for probably over 10 years. But my softball friends and I really are unique, I think. We've been together so long that we're like sisters, basically. We have a lot of fun together, and it's a long time to be together on one team. Well, St. John's, if you go down the southern shore, there's Renews and Fermews, Fairylands. There's Cappahaden and Trepassey. There's Jerseyside, Placentia, Argentia, and if you go up the northern shore, there's some of the bays are Fortune Bay, Placentia Bay, Trinity Bay. There's a lot of places that are kind of humorous. They've actually changed the names of some of the places. There's used to be Hibbs Hole, but they've renamed that. There's Dildo, a place called Dildo. There's Gayside, which they recently named Bayside. In Newfoundland, there's definitely different dialects. The southern shore is very Irish, so people say 8 o'clock, you know, very Irish on the southern shore. And some of the outports are very strong, their accent, you know, yous and wees. And my accent is a townie accent. I grew up in St. John, so it's more, I guess, they call it a townie accent. Different from the further out you get into the outports. Yous, ahs, wees, you know, and you, well, I say ye instead of you, ye guys. Got a lot of words that are different. We say, what are you at? Is it going? And we say, hello, how you doing? We say, what are you at? Go away, bye. Yeah. Once a friend of mine once said that to a fellow that came up to give her something. She said she'd won something, and she said, go away, bye. And he thought she meant go away and started to leave.